Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Allen.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Suze.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but I slept awkwardly. I'm quite particular about what way around my pillows go. And I think I fell asleep with my arm out the bed or something, like hanging off the end.
Are you achy?
Yes, in my shoulder. Mm. Poor me.
You. Do you sleep with more than one pillow?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Hmm.
It has to be a certain... It was the thin one I put on top, and it should be the thin one underneath.
Oh, God, I think nurses have it hard.
I know.
Mm. Tom, pray tell, how was the all-inclusive?
Well, let me tell you, it was delightful.
You went to Sitges, no?
No, Gran Canaria.
The other gay place.
Gran Canaria. And it was absolutely delightful, I have to say. We had nice weather, nice breeze, so it wasn't too hot, and met nice people. Shout out to Andy and Tom from Brighton.
See, you should move here.
I did think, gosh, it must be fun to live there. We actually only chatted to them at the baggage carousel at Gatwick, but they were very nice.
On the way home?
On the way home, yeah. But they'd been in our hotel and everything. But,
oh,
yeah,
how sad.
But we went to the Yumbo Centre, which if you haven't
been...
The
what now?
The Yumbo Centre, which is where a lot of the gay places are.
Okay.
And
a centre for gays?
If you will, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, it basically is like a car park when you get there. It's quite a depressing sort of building. We got there a bit early because we didn't stay that close to it, but we decided to walk to it. And it took about an hour, which was nice. And we got there in the light and Alfie was not enjoying it. Lots of people enticing you into their restaurant, but we weren't feeling that, you know.
Mm.
And then I found a rather lovely ham restaurant.
Like one of those big old legs?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Specializing in Spanish ham.
Yeah, sure.
Hamon Iberico, if you will.
Hamon, yes.
Hamon ham, if you're a fan of Two Doors Down in that episode. And then after we'd had the ham, it was dark. Everybody's out and we had the time of our lives. We went to a drag bar. We went to a musical theatre bar.
Oh,
we got a cab home.
That does sound great.
It was great. It was great. But we did it just once.
The musical theatre bar, were people getting up and doing numbers or were there...
It was just...
Was it like a show?
No, just playing tapes. They were just playing tapes. Yeah, playing tapes.
Do you think that's what they had? Tapes?
I think probably, yeah.
We're not paying for Spotify. We'll just get tapes.
Oh, absolutely. That was the vibe, yeah. Very, you know, pared back, but very nice.
Sure. Were there sort of maybe older drag queens that had been there a long time?
There were, certainly in the drag bar we went to, yes.
Yeah.
There was some, yeah, you know.
Love that.
Mm. My favourite drag name there was Barbara Dickinson.
Oh.
Like Barbara Dixon.
Of course, yes. She knows him so well.
Mm. But we didn't actually see Barbara Dickinson.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, it's somebody else. But
And did you stay out late? Did you have late nights?
That night we did. We stayed out late. The other nights we just went to bed early.
Yeah,
and
very nice.
We slept with the door open because we could hear the waves, which is my favourite thing.
You mean the balcony door, not the door to the other...
Not the daughter. It wasn't that sort of hotel, Susie.
Well, I don't know, Tom. You know, I know how some gay men can be very open-minded.
Very open-minded, but we weren't having that sort of open-mindedness.
Sure.
We weren't having that sort of open house policy.
You were having more of a sea breeze open house.
Sea breeze, Katrina and the waves. So it was lovely. It was lovely, thank you. So I recommend, and I recommend a short break. If you can squeeze in 4 nights like we did, it can be very energizing. Did you miss me, Suze?
Of course, as ever. I did get a few little texts from you while you were away.
Well, I try to keep you in the loop.
You know, I need to keep in the loop. Mm. Could you talk me through the all-inclusive?
Absolutely, would be delighted to.
So you wake up, you go downstairs, you let them know your number.
What room number? And they say, please take a seat. It was owned by Melia, who own a lot of hotels in Spain.
Sure. Sí.
Maybe some of our listeners have experienced Amelia. And it was table service for breakfast.
Oh, now that is fancy.
Because we paid to go in the adults only bit.
Of course you did. And why wouldn't you if you haven't got a kid?
When you say adults only, it always sounds like a porn film, but it's not.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it sounds.
It's not.
No, it wasn't.
But it's just, it's just a breakfast, yeah. But there was a buffet if you wanted it.
Sure.
Then we had like a little bit of a beach area that they had cordoned off. It was in the hotel complex, but it had sand. But it overlooked the sea. Mm-hmm. And so we sat there most of the time and they would bring you food, which was delightful, ice creams.
Mm. Was it good food?
I thought it was very nice, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What sort of things were you having for breakfast?
So for breakfast, it was a spin on your classics.
Sure. I was about to say you're quite a salmon and an eggs boy, aren't you?
I can be, actually, yeah.
Or kippers,
but I had avocado when I was there.
Such a basic bitch.
And I enjoyed that. I also had a sort of eggs benedict using a brioche, which was very nice too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any time that they're like, we've swapped the brioche for brioche, you're like, put it in my face.
Yeah, it was great. Really great.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And so, did you read?
Did read. Ian Deary's book, Actually I'm a Corpse, was fun thriller. Mm. Yeah. And the thing is, I suppose, with all inclusive, not that I'm doing some sort of thing for them, but with all inclusive is.
But you will if they.
But if they ask me to, I definitely will. Was that they, we did sort of pop into the buffet at lunchtime just to see. And then you end up eating for no reason. And also, I end up getting quite a lot of heartburn from eating and drinking in a supine position, you know, sort of. Laying back, kind of like that.
But that's not good for your chest.
Not good for anything, I don't think.
I don't think so either, no.
But my favourite thing about it is, and I'll say this, my closing comment, lovely hotel. My favourite bit about it was the rule they had. They had a rule.
Yes.
Signs were up everywhere saying, do not reserve. You cannot reserve sunbeds. If you leave your stuff on a sunbed, we will put it in the lost property. And I thought that was brilliant.
I really like that. I really respect that.
Yeah. I thought that was a great rule, brilliantly implemented, just makes everyone chill out and puts everyone on the same page. All this kind of like, you know, annoyingness.
Very good. Well, I'm pleased you had a break. You needed one.
Well, thank you for that, Suze. Thank you.
I think you were ready for a little break.
Probably, yes. Probably.
Probably.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Susie, what have you been up to?
Well, thanks for asking, Tom. I went to see Paddington.
Oh, of course.
The musical. It was very good. It was very good. That Tom Fletcher from McFly, he's a clever bugger, isn't he?
Oh, he's clever, isn't he? Isn't he clever?
Isn't he clever? What a clever bugger. He wrote all the music for that. Yeah, I thought it was lovely.
Good.
I thought it was really lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's a very good show. Very good show. Thought it was great.
When the bear comes out, everybody cries.
Yeah. My daughter found it a bit frightening in places.
It's a horrifying story. She wants to... It is. She wants to...
Well, yeah, she wants to stuff him.
Stuff him and put him in a museum. It's pretty brutal.
Pretty grim, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie Langford.
Oh, she does those kicks, doesn't she?
She can't stop, won't stop.
She won't be stopped, yeah. She's great, isn't she?
Absolutely. And I tell you, I loved the woman that played Millicent. Victoria Hamilton Barrett, the baddie. Oh, I thought she was fantastic.
Victoria Hamilton Barrett. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful.
She's, I mean, very good. Very good.
Very good.
I did that. Well, I went to the best pub in Brighton yesterday. Well, actually, I think maybe the world, which is the Women's Sports Bar. It's such a nice vibe.
Where's that in Brighton?
In Brighton.
No way.
Yeah, I know, right? It's quite lazy, but everyone's welcome.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Whereabouts is that?
Well, do you know where the M&S is?
Of course.
It's just behind that.
Oh, right on that side.
On the other side, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice... Do you remember you viewed a flat not far from there?
Yes, I did, Suze, yeah. Yes, I do. All around there.
So, yeah, that... I mean, that. I guess that's my big news. The pub and musical.
Oh, Suze, that's wonderful.
It was a lovely time.
Oh, I'm glad you had a nice bit of downtime.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'd been looking forward to it, you know.
Oh, I bet.
I really had.
We've been spending more time in the garden as well, as the weather's been changing.
You simply must. You got that app? I'm not working for them, but have you got that app, Picture This? Or do you just know about all the plants in your garden? Do you know all their names and everything?
I know most of the plants in the garden, but I
this
think...
This is Derek. That's Annabelle.
That's Annabelle. Of course, she's a hydrangea. I don't have that many different ones, I don't think.
Mm.
But I think that is handy, that thing. And it also is handy if you're not sure what your plants are doing.
Well, I know nothing.
Well, that's what I know.
Which is fine. So my daughter and I have catalogued the garden.
Oh, what a great thing.
And she goes around taking photos and then we read what they're called. And then we work out how often they need to be watered.
Oh, very clever.
Because it will tell you. So once every 10 days. Or there might be a thirsty girl that's like, you gotta, I need it every few days.
Ooh, yeah. Right.
And then there's a couple, and I didn't know why she hadn't been doing well. And I think it's because I've been drowning her.
Oh, sometimes that's the way, isn't it? Sometimes they're not that thirsty.
No, sometimes they aren't thirsty girls. So.
Oh, bless you.
I've been enjoying my garden for that as well.
Oh, I bet you have. Mm. How nice. How nice. It's a lovely thing to do as well, just to sort of get to know it like that.
I think so.
Will you be growing any vegetables at all?
No, I don't have a lot of luck with them. Oh. And I tend to forget, is the honest truth. I think that's something I'll build up to. Currently, the garden looks lovely. There's, you know, a little celebration of colour here and there, but it's mainly evergreen. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's the dream. Because you're a stepped garden, aren't you?
We are, Tom. Mm. We are. We're a small garden, but over three levels, which makes it sound very grand, but you've got to...
No.
You can only fit a table on one level.
That's
oh, God, don't I have it hard. But it's because I live on a hill. It's a very awkward garden, actually.
The folks who live on the hill. Peggy Lee, of
exactly
course.
That.
Oh, well, how nice. Well, I'm so pleased for you, Suze. And
well, yes.
Well, I recommend maybe a tomato growing.
Yes, I think that's... Have I missed the tomato window?
No, don't think so. Going to grow back? You might find it easier to buy them ready as a plant rather than a seed, maybe.
I think so.
There's all sorts of people go, oh, you're too late for that. Oh, you can't do that then. I think you can.
I think you do what you want, can't you?
Within reason. I mean, it'll either work or it won't, you know.
Yeah.
But you learn from it. You always learn from it.
You're absolutely right, Tom. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, are we allowed to name your painter and decorator?
Of course. Well, Fraser's here. Not Fraser. Fraser. Fraser's here and he's doing the kitchen. Mm. He's repainting the kitchen at the moment, which is a big moment for us because, well, more than anything else, he's removing the banquette. Because I've had a banquette seating area, which I've never really liked. Was there before I moved in.
So what are you going to put there instead?
Nothing. The round table. You maybe have not been...
Yeah, the round table. Yeah. I've seen the round table.
The round table just have more space.
Mm.
At the moment, it's just a massive banquette, which is sort of the wrong height and takes up loads of... Yeah, just kind of juts out into the room. It's never been useful for sitting on in the corner or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's been the bane of my life in many ways. and my family sort of often said, it's very nicely made. Why would you get rid of that? It's a very good thing. It seems a bit, and I sort of get punished for wanting to move it. But I'm going to help.
Mother, I want to. Mother, you must let me.
Yes, exactly. Because there's lots of things here that have been done before I moved in. And whilst they're nice, they're not to my taste.
Mm.
And that I find it a bit frustrating.
Do you find that you get decision paralysis with that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Is it because you're worried about getting something wrong?
I suppose it must be.
Mm. Me and some friends were talking about decision paralysis this weekend.
Oh, it's a thing, is it?
Yeah. When you go like, oh, there's too many things to think about here. I'm just going to not make any decisions.
Yes, because if I came into your house, I'd be like, oh, you should do this and do that. And I'd make a decision.
And I'd say, do you know what? Why don't you piss off? I like how I've done it.
You do. I would change this.
Yeah.
But actually, if I'm in a different place, my mind is clear and I find that very easy.
Mm.
But when it's my own place, I'm like, no, I don't know if it should be this or that or the other.
Mm. You went for navy and red in the end.
Well, no, actually.
Mummy said not to.
I like blue.
Okay.
I like blue. No, Mum doesn't know. Alf said, don't tell anyone what
we're doing and just let them come around. Oh, that's fun.
Just so I said, I'm just going to freshen it up. I'm just going to change the, just do the same, basically.
And they'll come round and pow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hope, anyway.
I think that'll look fabulous.
Well, I hope so.
So red and a light blue.
A light blue, a Wedgwood blue, if you will.
Ooh, like the Wedgwood rooms in Portsmouth.
Like the Wedgwood rooms in Portsmouth, exactly. I've decorated it like that.
Oh, nice. Posters. Sticky floors.
Floors. And it's the same as in the hallway. The blue we've got there.
Oh, yes, I like that blue. I like that blue.
We're going to continue that theme, basically.
Great.
That's the hope. That's the hope. But it might look rubbish.
I think it'll look lovely, Tom.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll
don't see. Overthink it.
Don't overthink it, guys. But yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Should we have some emails?
Oh, yes.
We've had some correspondence.
Oh, we have. Susie, you go first.
Oh, I'd love to. Hi, Susie and Tom. After your official naming last week of us listeners, the Clangers, I felt compelled to tell you about my first experience of being a Clanger. When I was primary school age, my sister, brackets, also a like-minded friend, and I attended the local church where there was a very lively handbell ringing scene.
Oh, my goodness.
There was an adult group called something boring like the Senior Handbell Ringers, but there was a children's group, which we were firmly part of, called the Clangers. We met every Friday afternoon, and it was run by a lovely man called Cliff and his wife, Angela. Between them, they showed us many young people the joy of handbell ringings, playing bangers such as Bobby Shafto, German Tune, and Happy Days.
I am delighted with that.
Anyway, I'm very happy to become a Clanger once again and always get very excited when I find someone else in my life who listens to the pod as I get to share all my in-jokes with them. All the best. Get home safe. Bye, 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 bye. Phil in Liverpool.
Phil, thank you for that. I believe that's a little window into the world of campanology. But it might not be Campanology if it's handbells.
Well, what's Campanology? I thought that was the title of your next book.
My book, yeah. It should have called it that, me just clinging onto a bell.
For the love of bells.
It's bell ringing, Campanology, I think. But it might only be like...
It is quite
like,
camp.
It is quite camp. But it's quite, it's only big, maybe that's only big bells. I don't know if that's, if that extends to handbells as well. But we had a lovely peal actually on the weekend with a wedding, I think, going on at the local church. We heard them.
Oh, next door. Well, up the road.
Yeah.
Would you like to learn how to do that? A bit of bell ringing?
I would, but I think with bell ringing is you have to really wait for your moment to actually ring.
And you, so, do you think that as solo performers, we're used to being in the spotlight too much?
Yes, I think I'd want to ring mine all the time.
Ah, ring my bell.
My bell.
My bell. And yes, I mean, we did refer to you as the Clangers, although I believe some people did get in touch to say that they preferred being known as a like-minded friend. Listen, you can be whoever you want to be in this world.
I mean,
well, in this podcast gang.
Fine, fine.
Be who you want to be. And can I just say, I've had so many like-minded friends come up to me at tour shows.
Oh.
Saying such lovely things, and it's been it sometimes makes me want to cry because it just warms my heart so much that people enjoy it so much. So if you're one of those people, thanks. And I've written Clang every time someone says to me, I love the podcast. I write, if I'm signing books, I write Clang in it. I write a little Clang.
Oh, that's lovely. A lovely detail. Now you can write a bell, ring a bell.
Yes, I'll just draw a bell now.
Just draw a bell. I have a message here from Grace.
Oh, Grace.
Grace, for what you're about to receive. Dear Tom, that's Grace, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Tom and Susie, listening to this week's episode where you mentioned Blood Wedding, all the memories of drama came flooding back. Oh, IB, International Baccalaureate drama came flooding back.
Excuse me.
At college, I studied theatre and we had to perform Blood Wedding. I played the moon, preying on the couple's blood and virginity. Brackets can't quite remember the plot, but I seem to remember it was sinister. I wore a white dress, white face paint, and a paper plate as a hat. During the performance, I had to climb up on the balcony after doing interpretive dance to the audience.
Oh, wow.
The balcony was accessible up a precariously balanced ladder behind a blackout curtain. Whilst climbing the stairs, I slipped and accidentally kicked an audience member in the head. He shouted, ow, drawing attention away from my lines. I was very glad these performances were only seen by 20 people, but also quite intrigued how I looked dancing around a wedding scene in a paper plate. Hat. Bye 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 from the moon. Brackets, Grace.
Thank you, moon. I am pleased that there wasn't, like, I think now any kid that does anything or young person, everything is filmed, isn't it? Like, your mum will catch a bit of it on a phone.
Yeah.
I'm ever so pleased that, you know, the amateur production of Half a Sixpence and Bye Bye Birdie and Annie Get Your Gun.
Oh, those must have been great fun.
They were great fun.
I think our school plays are things like Find Me by Olwen Weimark, which is about a family trying to navigate the social care system. Very hauntingly upsetting play for a group of year nine.
Wow, that does sound really tough. Yeah, I was. Yeah. This was what I was doing at Musical Theatre Club. And
lovely, much more fun.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I'm really pleased that there's no footage of me playing Phyllis in Mr. Cinders.
I would love to see it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe 1999? Because
so lovely.
The memory of it is lovely.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
In my memory, I made everyone laugh and I had a really lovely time and the show was great and we... And, but, you know, I don't know that it was.
Stop being harsh on yourself.
But you know what I mean? But I'm pleased that I'll never know.
Yeah.
All I'll have is the memory of it, and the memory of it's lovely. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that is good, actually, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Whereas now, everyone records everything.
Yes, they do, actually. And I do think...
I mean, you know, we're recording this conversation right now.
I can't believe it. I know. I don't know why.
No, it's ridiculous.
But yeah, absolutely. It's funny, isn't it? We can't just be... everything's for the memories. Would you like to read another letter, Sue?
I'd love to. A late congratulations. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, second-time messenger inner. My first correspondence contribution was in October last year in what coincidentally turned out to be your 10-year anniversary episode, which added even more exciting to hearing Susie read out my message. Sorry, you've got me again. But then I was getting in touch about sharing a character in Breaking the Code with Tom and how I was honoured when I found that out. Staying on a theatrical theme, this time I'm emailing about a trip my partner Michael and I took to the Criterion a few weeks ago. This was, of course, to watch Titanic on what was Tom's last show.
Oh my goodness.
We had heard people raving about the show and saw how well it did at the awards, but I don't think people are screaming enough. The whole show was just unbelievable. At the interval, I turned to Michael and said, "That was the most I've ever laughed at a performance," to which he responded, "No, that's the most I've ever laughed in my life." The specific moments of laughing hysteria we are talking about. Tom's Ruth ran, "Oh my giddy aunt," we couldn't stop cackling. Ruth's train of thought from calling Rose Rosebud, then shouting about Rose Bruford College as an actor musician in Sid Cup. It was nothing short of genius. Never in a million years did we think when we booked to watch a show about the Titanic, we would end up in Sid Cup. I've never understood a character's train of thought more. It was glorious. And the biggest little monster, Michael also loved hearing the nichest Lady Gaga reference in one of Kathy Bates' heartfelt speeches, as both worked together in American Horror Story. And he'll laugh that I've mentioned that in this email. A rather late congratulations to Tom and the entire cast and crew for an incredible show. We have been recommending it to everyone that we know. It's just brilliant. Also, Susie, I currently have Am I Having Fun Now? Ready to read on the living room table. I can't wait to get started on it. Lots of love and all the byes. Your obedient servant. Joseph in Northwest London.
Joseph, what a wonderful message to receive and such kind Joseph. Words. I'm so glad you enjoyed Titanic. It was such a fun thing to be part of. I absolutely loved it.
I feel like I'd get on very well with Michael. He's clearly a fan of Lady Gaga and American Horror Story.
Yes, what an intersection.
I'm guessing, Michael, are you a huge fan of Sarah Paulson as well? If you are, do reach out. I think we could be dear friends.
Well, you know, it's lovely to have new friends, isn't it?
It's always it, you know. Mm. Tom, it's funny you should say that because I was talking about that to a friend yesterday who has recently been through a breakup and is, you know, reaching out to new friends, old friends. Oh. And, you know, it takes a lot of guts, doesn't it, as an adult to...
Oh, yes, to reach out.
To do that. Mm,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
But it's lovely to do.
Lovely to do, absolutely lovely. Yeah, so true.
I found that, you know, I've had people that have come to the shows, and we had this actually at our live show when people said, "Oh, I got chatting to someone in the queue and they're also a like-minded friend."
Oh, we did, didn't
we? Hang out. You know, so nice.
Yeah. Lovely.
So nice.
Lovely to make friends. Yeah. Lovely. And lovely to be open to that. Actually, I made a lot of friends through Titanic, which was a lovely feeling.
I bet.
Lovely thought. Yeah. Yeah.
See, but now you're friends with West End Wendy's, which I'm always going to be achingly jealous of.
Well, you know, I'll introduce you to them soon.
Oh, thanks.
Special shout out to Charlotte Wakefield, who's a wonderful performer, fabulous singer, incredible singer, who played Molly Brown.
She was great.
She was brilliant, wasn't she? And
she was very, very good. What a voice.
What a voice. Oh. And Alfie and I have taken it upon ourselves to sometimes send her videos of us singing when we're drunk, which must be lovely.
Oh, I bet she loves that.
A lovely treat for her.
A lovely treat for her.
Yes, so it's nice.
It's nice. It's very nice indeed. Now, just before we go, I had a bit of a clang.
Oh, Susie, come on.
Well, it's a slightly convoluted clang.
Okay, let's hear it.
But we don't mind that, do we?
I don't mind that.
So, I'll set the scene.
Yes.
Loughborough Town Hall.
I'm there. On the pedestrian high street, as I remember.
On the pedestrian high street.
Yes, lovely.
Just within the doors.
Lovely.
Of the town hall. We're in the...
Yes.
I don't know. Auditorium? No, you wouldn't call it that, would you, Tom? Where you pick your tickets up, what do you think?
The foyer.
The foyer.
Yeah.
I'm doing a book signing. Sure. Chatting to people. Everyone's lovely. Everyone's a hun. Get chatting to this mum. My daughter, both of my daughters really like the podcast. Great. One of my daughters is in the West End at the moment. I said, she's a Wendy. She said, yes. I said, what's she in? She said, she is rehearsing High Society with Helen George.
Wow.
Well, you can imagine how thrilled I was.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So I don't remember your name, but if that's you, say hi to Helen George for me.
Oh, my goodness. You will. They must. They must.
You simply must.
Oh, what a lovely story.
Well, isn't that a great story?
isn't that great? You know, yet more connections to the wonderful Helen George.
Well, of course.
And what a wonderful show that will be with her. High Society.
She's great.
She's great. You know,
I'm a huge fan.
We are huge Helen George fans here, but of course that won't be a surprise to anybody.
Well, this was almost called, you know, the Helen George podcast.
We could have just called it George, Helen George.
Helen George Appreciation Society.
We could have just called it that, actually, couldn't we? No.
The Hugger Assa.
Oh, yes. It would have been great. What a missed opportunity. Well, I'm so glad, Suze. Well, I'm so glad that that's been lovely, and it must be so nice to have those interactions after the show.
Mm. It has actually been really lovely, really lovely.
Well, your book as well has meant a lot to people. So.
Well, that's the kind of thing of you to say. Oh, talking of books, we should say we're both at Hay Festival.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Yes, we are.
You're on the Friday.
I'm on the Friday, yeah. And you are too, no?
I'm on the Saturday.
Oh, but you're coming up on Friday night?
But then we're both doing the comedy night.
Thank you. Great.
Do you know what's going on?
Vaguely. Yeah. No, yeah, I sure. do know what's going on. But I didn't know if you were getting there early or not. But that's nice.
I am. I'm going to come. Mm. I'm going to meet you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We'll have something to eat. We'll do the comedy show. Oh. We'll maybe have a few drinks.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's going to brighten up the whole of the week. It's going to be lovely. Yeah. Not that it's not a fun week for me, but it's a busy week. So I shall look forward to seeing you. It'll be great.
Yes. It's not this weekend coming. It's the following.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay, dear. Well, listen, have you got today off?
No, I've got a few bits to do, basically.
Just bits and bobs.
And then, yeah. So not too heavy.
Very
and
nice.
And then, yeah, we can, but, I was going to say, if any of you, like my friends, do fancy pre-ordering my book, my new book, my first novel, it's Common Decency, and it's out next week. That's Thursday, the 21st of May.
Thursday, the 21st. And if you haven't read my book and you are very into paperbacks,
oh,
my book is out.
In paperback?
In paperback on the 28th.
Oh, what a time.
What a time to be a like-minded friend. Right. I've got to go. I've got a bell ringing course.
Of course. For whom the bell doth toll. Wonderful. Well, have a wonderful rest of the week, Suze. And if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
You too, dear. Yeah, indeed. And maybe we'll see some of you at Hay.
Hey. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.